everyone. Welcome back to Beyond the Filter. I'm Alexis.
I'm Paulina.
And today we are going to be talking about a pre-summer glow up.
It's so funny because our last episode, it's like spring's here and now we're like, okay, bye, summer.
I'm kind of ready for summer though.
I know. I feel like spring is just a little placeholder.
It is.
But what's that porcupine or the groundhog or whatever?
I was like, a porcupine. I was like, what?
The groundhog. He said we're going to have an early spring.
Oh, yeah, he did on his little groundhog day. Not the porcupine. I was so confused. I was like, is there a national porcupine for like the United States?
Stop.
Oh, my God.
Your face.
Because I was like, what?
I'm sorry. The groundhog. I'm like, whatever. Same thing.
Oh, geez. Anyways,
he said we're having an early spring. And honestly, I feel like he's right because I feel like normally our springs are very rainy.
Yeah.
Here, and it hasn't been that bad.
His name's Phil. The groundhog.
I think I was thinking his name was like an alliteration, so that's why I was like, what's an animal that starts with a P? I'm like, the platypus.
Perry the platypus.
Phil the platypus, yeah.
Yeah. So according to Phil, he did in fact predict an early spring.
He sure did.
For us. I'm like, pop off king.
Also, I posted about this today on our story, but spring is actually day early. So the day that we're recording today is the first day of spring starting at, oh, actually, yeah, it was at 8:06 p.m. Oh. our time that it was going to become spring because okay. It started at like 11 East Coast time.
Yeah.
So it's officially spring.
Happy
on the
spring.
West Coast.
Slay.
But yeah, apparently because it's like a leap year. I don't know.
That was something to deal with it?
Sure.
I guess.
I'm not a scientist. So I don't know.
I can't.
I'm not a meteorologist.
Like, we're not here to talk about that. Get into
meteorologist?
That meteorologist?
That's what I said. No?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, I guess we're just hopping seasons around here. Because I feel like summer's gonna come sooner rather than later. Like, it's just gonna come so quick.
I know. Plus, we're so busy. Mm-hmm. It's just going to fly by. I hope it does because I love summer.
I love, like, beach weather.
I know. You know what I was thinking? I know we say this all the time that, like, we can't imagine living anywhere that wasn't 10 minutes away from the beach.
Yeah.
I feel like my entire life I've been a fall, winter girly.
You have.
I really feel myself changing. Like, and you know what? I was having a full-on conversation about this the other day. I think it makes a lot of sense why I'm becoming a summer girl, because I think Christmas and like fall and all that is a lot of fun when you're in school. Mm-hmm. Because you have, you know, winter break and you can like fully enjoy. But now, since we spend 8 hours a day working, you're just kind of stuck inside when it is daylight. Mm-hmm. and then
it's all dark.
It's dark by the time you're off of work, so you can't even like enjoy the fact that it's winter.
Yeah.
So it's not really as fun because the only times that you have to go outside are after work. It's dark. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not fun. It's depressing.
Yeah.
Hence seasonal depression. But
how did I know she was going to bark?
You did?
I'm so serious. I was like, she's going to bark right now. And we're going
to
have to
redo. How did you know?
I'm dead ass serious.
Did you hear something?
No, I was like, I saw her get off the couch and I was like, she's going to go in the room and bark and we're going to have to start.
What?
I'm like, so
that's crazy.
I like predicted that. I don't know. I'm so like,
why are you we're both so psychic.
I literally had a thought. I was like, she's gonna go in and bark and we're gonna have to like restart what we're saying.
No, we have to leave this in now.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Well,
did you know that one too?
No. That was weird though. I've never like
that's
done
so weird.
I just like had a feeling that she was going to bark.
And like buy lottery tickets.
I'm like, we'll split it.
Oh my gosh. Anyways.
Whoa.
Well, I don't even remember what I was saying.
That was a lot.
Yeah. Anyway.
I don't remember.
I was saying something about it's more depressing.
Oh.
Fall and winter.
Yeah.
During when you're working, like as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Spring, summer. Like that's the vibe. Yeah. Because you're off of work and it's still bright outside. Like, I still have a whole 2 hours of daylight.
I was going to say, like, a good 2 hours.
Yeah. So, like, today, me and you, we went on our little mile walk.
Yes.
Before we recorded, and we watched the sunset, and now here we are.
That was so nice, honestly.
And it's nice.
I love it.
Yeah.
And, like, even when I was driving over here, I was like, wow, the sun's not going to set in, like, 20 minutes.
I know. And then after work, like, we can go watch the sunset. We can drive, you know, 20 minutes to the beach.
Yeah.
And watch the sunset, and I still have time.
Mm-hmm. We don't have to, like, rush.
No.
Yeah.
It's great.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had something else to say, but now I forgot.
Hmm. Sorry. Like, I yapped for 30 minutes.
Ellie's bark really threw me off. Me predicting it really threw me off. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. Nobody wants us to record today.
I know. The sirens. Ugh. That's kind of rude of them. Well, I guess we could just jump into our pre-summer glow up unless we have any pop culture updates.
The only thing that's on my mind is Ariana Grande.
We can't stop listening to Eternal Sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I like mainly listen to it in order. I feel like it's just right.
It feels wrong mm-hmm. listening to like Imperfect for You before listening to like, I don't know, Bye.
Yeah.
You know?
It just feels like
Yeah. Wait. Very small sidetrack. I promise it'll be short. Who do you think Imperfect for You is about? Or also Eternal Sunshine, because I'm getting a lot of TikToks proving who it is.
Really?
And it's throwing me off. Well,
what did the TikToks say? I don't know.
Originally, I honestly thought the first like, couple times I heard it, I thought this entire album was dedicated to Dalton. I didn't think anything was about Ethan at all or Mac. I genuinely thought the entire thing was for Dalton.
Hmm.
Now I'm saying, like, even The Boy Is Mine. I've seen the TikToks about it being about SpongeBob and, you know, they show him on Broadway dancing with the song in the background. Like, I've seen that.
I genuinely think, or didn't she say she just wrote that for fun?
That's what I think. I
believe her with that.
I think that was a fun song because she can't possibly think that guy is cute.
God.
It's like sure,
Selena and Benny Blanco.
Yeah. I'm like, sure, the personality won you over. Like, you were friends first, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever. Sure. Still a big mistake.
I was like, it's that, yeah.
Yeah. But like, you can't think he's cute. So I'm like, she couldn't have been inspired by him to write that song, to be honest. So I think that was just a fun song. I think she just heard everybody's feedback about Fantasize and then wrote this one because it's fun. But yeah, I'm just more curious about what you think about Imperfect for You and Eternal Sunshine.
I feel like, I don't know. I would assume Imperfect for You is like, was for Dalton at a certain point in time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like I almost relate to that song. But like, I would assume it's about him.
What does that song mean to you?
What I took it as is like, okay, I have anxiety. I'm not perfect, but I will do my best to like be good for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like take it as.
Yeah, me too. And then when she was saying like, how could we know that we'd crash and burn and we'd make the bad stuff delightful? I was assuming that was about their divorce.
Me too. Right? Yeah.
Okay. I saw a TikTok of them, somebody saying that it was like about Ethan.
Mm-hmm.
Because when she was saying we'd make the bad stuff delightful or that this was a happy disaster, like because they were so happy to be together, but it's been like a complete disaster for, you know, in the public eye, their relationship. So I saw TikTok about that. And then also when she's like, they don't understand.
Yeah.
And I'll throw your hurt in this box beside me. And also it says something about a guitar. I don't know if Dalton plays a guitar, but Ethan does.
Hmm.
So I was like, oh, I don't know. I'm going to say something kind of mean. Permission?
Speak your truth. I'm like, go off.
I really hope none of these songs are about Ethan because I know she's going to regret it.
She is.
Like, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
For him, out of all people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know. This is how I see it. Marriage, as a married woman, marriage is so sacred.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always said this. If I ever become rich and famous one day, I will always keep, like, mine and Kali's relationship so private. Because I'm like, that is so pure and wholesome and safe that I'm like, I cannot possibly let anything ruin that, right?
Yeah.
I just think of like marriage as something so sacred and fragile, right? Mm-hmm. Like I want to protect it at all costs.
Yeah.
maybe other people don't feel that way. I don't know, but that's just how I see it. And like, she got out of a marriage, and if you dedicated songs to your ex-husband after having a messy divorce, honestly, mm-hmm. having songs dedicated to him in that album and also to your new boyfriend, that's very yeah. controversial. Wouldn't that kind of be like a slap in the face?
I feel like that would, honestly.
I think so.
When you put it like that.
Isn't that be like, seriously, like in the same album, like separate it?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And when she did that with Mac and Dalton for like positions, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
She's honoring Mac. But like,
yeah.
if it was like, you know, Dalton and Ethan, I'd be like, seriously?
Mm. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be kind of mean?
Also, like, I don't know, like going back to, I guess, Eternal Sunshine and Imperfect for You, I would think Eternal Sunshine's about Dalton too.
Yeah, but
of
I
the
guess
bed lyric.
Yes, yeah. I thought that too. But what was kind of throwing me off, where I was like, why would she, if Mac Miller was very vocal about this being his favorite album, why would she say that you're my eternal sunshine to Dalton? You know, if that
wait,
was kind of like,
you mean movie?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, yeah, I was like, wait, it took a minute to process that.
Yeah, so I'm like, wouldn't she be singing that to him? You know.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about the lyrics in my head. Huh.
I don't know. This might be a bit of like a stretch, but I'm like, what if that song isn't about their current situation? What if it's like when they were broken up before he passed away? What if it's her processing like that part?
That's tea. I didn't think of that.
Right?
Huh.
Because I know that's when she was dating Pete. He had to have been dating somebody.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
So... what if it's for that part? Because I'm like, isn't that kind of weird? If that's like been so obvious that this album name was dedicated to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then that song, like, why would she not write it about him?
Yeah.
You know?
Huh.
Yeah. Is it art fun?
Guess we'll never know for sure.
Art is really interesting.
Yeah.
Really up to interpretation.
It really is.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway. Something to think about.
Back to our pre-summer glow up.
I remember in the last episode you were like, we could literally dedicate a whole hour and a half.
I think we could like dissect this whole album starting from start to finish.
And it's so funny because she's never gonna like what's the word I'm looking for, she's never gonna like prove anybody right or wrong.
Yeah,
kind of like whatever.
No.
Whatever you want to think,
literally.
So we're never gonna know.
Yeah.
Okay, pre-summer glow up.
Purr.
Everything you need to get ready for summer.
Slay.
This is your go-to guide.
Yeah.
On getting ready for summer. And also, this isn't going to be one of those annoying ones where they're like, do Pilates. No. You should do Pilates. It's
yeah.
fun. But no.
Yeah.
This
we're
isn't.
Like, no.
We're not going to be like, how to get skinny in 10 days.
Oh, God.
It's not the goal here.
Yeah. Shall I go first?
Yeah.
Okay. The first thing I have is how to get glowy skin. How to get skin like Miss Hailey Bieber, basically.
How to look like a glazed donut.
Yes. water is key. I feel like that's such a basic thing to say. And people are like, well, I drink all this water and like
but
it doesn't
it's
help.
True.
But like it does help.
Did you watch that Vogue interview with Anne Hathaway where she was talking about her beauty secrets or something?
No, I didn't watch hers.
It's like, no, it's not like the bathroom one. It's like a 3-minute video.
Oh, no.
It's because she's like the face of Shiseido or something for this year. And so she did like a really quick 3-minute interview and they were asking her what her favorite beauty secrets are. And just side note, I'm obsessed with Anne Hathaway.
Her styling got so much better.
She,
the past
yeah,
few years.
Erin Walsh is like the
yeah.
best.
Mm-hmm.
She, Anne Hathaway is everything I aspire to be in life.
Same.
Love her with all my heart and soul. Okay. So, I know everything about her. And I've always loved the way that she speaks. She speaks like very, she's an eloquent queen.
I was going to say she's very elegant.
Yes. And they asked her like, what's her favorite beauty? What is it? Her beauty product.
Oh, okay.
And she was like, water. And she said, if you have it and it's clean, you're very, very lucky. So take advantage. And I was like, you little genius.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's true. And I was like, I would have never put it that way because I am not an elegant queen like you are. But I love that.
Yeah.
And right now when you said that, it just reminded me of her. So you are also an elegant queen.
I am.
I was like, moisturizer.
And I'm over here like, water.
Yeah, you humble queens.
Yes.
Like, clean, filtered water.
I was going to say, I've only been drinking alkaline water.
I've noticed. You had a bottle of water the other day.
Yeah.
And it said alkaline. I was like, okay.
You're like, okay, fancy. I don't know if it's because it tastes like smoother almost, but
it totally does.
I've been drinking so much water.
It tastes like crisp.
Like, I'm literally probably like 40 ounces in by like noon. I'm nice. Like, that's a lot for
it, like,
me.
It quenches your thirst, it, I feel.
Yeah. It's a good so one. Good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, when it's crispy cold, I'm like, ooh.
No, it's totally, I don't know what about it, but you're yeah. right. It does taste smoother.
It does.
It is good water.
And I'm like, okay, at least I'm drinking more by mm-hmm. like drinking freaking alkaline 9.5 pH.
Okay.
Whatever that means. So yeah, water for sure. I try to aim for like 60 ounces. I feel like that's between 60 to 80.
Yeah, you're supposed to drink at the very least mm-hmm. half of your body weight in ounces.
Yeah.
So that's about right.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I'm like...
Well, you're over.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, that's good, though.
Okay, I can actually be fine with 60.
Mm-hmm.
I just calculated it.
Yeah.
Okay. The next thing I have is SPF, because that's very important.
Yes. Nobody wants dead skin.
No one wants insane wrinkles. Mm-mm. When we're older, I know it's natural to get wrinkles, obviously.
Yeah, but like sunspots.
Yeah. So, SPF is key. I personally use an untinted one. I think they yeah. make tinted ones, though, now.
I use La Roche-Posay.
Mm, that's a good brand.
And then I also will use, like, my Rare Beauty
oh,
tinted moisturizer, same. Which yeah. has, like, 30. So I'm covered up.
In addition to using SPF, I also use serums. I know there's, like, so many serums out there. I only use two, personally, because I feel like using too many, like, clogs your pores, low-key. Unless that's just, like, a me problem. But... the two that I use are vitamin C and hyaluronic acid. Specifically for vitamin C, I feel like it helps with discoloration and also helps protect the skin from UV rays, especially if like you're in the sun a lot.
Yeah.
When it's starting to get like warmer now. And then hyaluronic acid is very good for moisturizing and makes your skin, I guess, more flexible and helps reduce skin wrinkles and lines.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're using retinol, it really helps hydrate the skin.
Collagen is supposed to help with that too, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
I love using collagen too.
If you were taking collagen and then using a hyaluronic acid,
mm-hmm.
oh my God.
You it's know over. What? Now that I'm thinking about it, someone complimented me on my skin a few weeks ago. And they were like,
I was actually going to tell you right now, your skin looks really glowy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you can see it on your cheekbones.
Mm.
Are you wearing makeup?
I am.
What are you wearing?
Tinted moisturizer, blush, concealer, and like a little bit of highlight.
I mean this as a compliment. I hope this doesn't sound weird, but it looks like natural.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Like it doesn't.
Yeah.
Like the blush that you're wearing, mm-hmm. it looks like it's just the pigment.
Yeah.
Of your cheeks.
I never want it to be like too much, you know.
No.
Where it's like that's a why I was gonna say
because yeah. I can tell you're wearing a little bit of eyeshadow, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's making it look like you're wearing makeup.
Yeah.
But the rest, like it looks, like it like looks natural. Clean. Like yeah. it looks good. I didn't mean that in a bad way. It's because you know how some people are like, yeah. you wear makeup?
Oh my gosh, literally.
Like, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, it looks like you're wearing makeup.
But, like, in a good natural.
But in a good way.
Yeah. I feel like.
Like, it's a compliment, I swear.
You're like, I promise I love you.
Yes.
I've been taking Kourtney Kardashian's Lemme Glow.
Ooh. And?
Not an ad. Wish it was.
I wish.
I feel like I can honestly say that they're working. Because I'm like, maybe that's why my skin. Like without any like makeup on obviously has mm-hmm. been more glowier because someone told me a few weeks ago, they're like, oh, your face always looks so like glowy. And I'm like, really?
Oh my God.
Maybe because I like look at myself and I'm like, oh, I feel like it's dull sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been taking her Lemme Glow because they're like collagen gummies, basically.
They're gummies?
Yeah.
Shut
they're
up.
Peach flavor too. They're so good.
Ooh.
I started taking them a few months ago because my nails were really thin from like getting my nails done so much.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely helps with my nails because they're like really thick and like not as brittle anymore.
You see, that's what I need too because mm-hmm. both of our nails, so bad.
even right now I have like regular nail polish on and like my nails do not feel brittle like whatsoever, because no. I mean they were like breaking like every day.
I can't grow them past my skin, like they just break.
Maybe yeah. You should try them. I feel like I could say I like them enough because I've been using them for like I think 4 months, and so like obviously it's in my system now.
Yeah.
I just bought her Lemmy Chill, which I think is for stress.
Oh yeah, I've heard that one like puts you onto another planet.
I know that. I haven't tried it yet. I haven't opened the bottle, but I'm slightly wondering if when I try it, if it's going to be like a placebo effect or if it actually like does something.
Wait, I'm reading some reviews on Target for the Lemmy Glow.
Yeah.
Some people are saying it made them break out.
That's so weird.
I saw 3 reviews about it so far.
Really?
Wait, that's scary. Baby hairs.
Baby hairs?
Oh. No, this was a good review.
Okay, I was like, what?
It helped them with their baby hairs. Yeah,
I was like, huh? I was like, what do you mean baby hairs?
Yeah, I've seen 3 reviews so far. It's weird. I'm seeing... Oh, I saw a 5th one now. I'm seeing some people say that they really love it, and mm-hmm. some people saying that it's causing them, like, really bad acne.
Oh.
Huh. Now I'm scared.
Like, can't relate. But I mean,
if it works for you.
Yeah, I was going to say it did wonders for my skin.
And you have sensitive skin.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Wonder what's going on with those people.
I know. I'm like, that's weird.
I kind of want to try it, but I am prone to getting acne. So now mm-hmm. I'm like, maybe I'm one of those.
Like, it would happen to you.
It would happen to me.
But yeah, I feel like that's been helping me personally. I think just finding like any good quality collagen too, like the good stuff, not just like the cheapy stuff, but like I think it's Vital Proteins or whatever that brand that everyone uses.
Yeah,
that's a good one. I know there's other like collagen supplements out there. Okay, the last little tip I have for my glowy skin is, if you are wearing makeup, like what were we just talking about, I started mixing in a liquid highlight with my primer.
Oh, and which products do you use?
I use the Peach and Lily. I think it's like the Glass Skin primer. I just use it on areas where, like, I don't know, I think I look quote unquote more oily in, like my nose and like forehead area. And then I use the Say, is that how you pronounce it? S-A-I-E.
Yeah.
I use their highlight. It's like in the lightest shade. I don't know what the shade name is, but I mix the two together and I put that on before I put any like tinted moisturizer or foundation on.
Yeah.
And I feel like it helps.
Are you wearing it right now?
Yeah.
Your cheeks look glowy.
I was going to say, I feel like
you can totally tell it's not oil.
Yeah.
Like it's like good.
The glow from within.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it looks like. And you're not wearing highlighter, like powder highlighter or nothing cream?
No.
That's crazy.
Right?
Yeah, your skin looks really good.
I feel like, honestly, I like nailed my makeup.
I'm like listen to her, year. You guys. Her skin looks crazy. And also, you've been wearing makeup since what time?
Like 10 a.m.?
It's 9.
Yeah.
It's almost 12 hours and your skin looks perfect.
Right?
Wow. Meanwhile, I have this massive zit on my lip from Ellie.
You're like, thanks for that.
Yeah. I never let Ellie lick my face just because,
you
know, she's a dog. And the few times that she does get me, I get the biggest zit, and now I have the largest zit on my lip right now, and I've been in hiding for the past few days because it's been painful.
Gosh,
it's coming down though.
You're like, thanks Ellie.
I've been like putting ice on it
to like help. The last little thing I use, I guess, for like glowy skin too is I use the Signature Glow Refreshing and Brightening Face Mist by Tula Skin. It feels really nice on the skin too. And then I also use the Tower 28 SOS spray in the morning.
You use all of that?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You need to make a TikTok about your skincare routine.
I should.
Or your like makeup prep routine. Can you post that on our podcast actually?
Oh yeah, that'd be fun.
You can post that the week that this goes live so everybody has something to reference.
Yes. Okay. I guess to combine it all together, because I just threw out a lot of products at once.
Yeah.
I use the primer and the highlight before I put my makeup on. And then I do my makeup routine and I set my face with like Urban Decay, the Holy Grail. Okay. After I set my face with Urban Decay, because I think it's mattifying, or like label it as mattifying.
The Urban Decay one?
Yeah.
I can't use it because it makes me look cakey now.
Okay. So I don't like looking matte.
Yeah, me neither.
Not my vibe. So after I spray that, because obviously I want my makeup to last, I then go in with this Tula spray for like a glowiness. And then also too, I guess I'll just add in, when I do my moisturizer in the morning, I mix it with the Drunk Elephant bronzing drops. So then I'm like slightly like, you know, have some color while also looking dewy. I feel like I've mastered the dewy, glowy.
You know what?
Look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we have our sleepover,
yeah.
Can I test this?
Yes.
On myself? Because yeah. We have very different skin types.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to try this.
Oh my gosh. I'll bring like all my products.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's play with makeup.
Yes.
Okay.
I was going to say, I feel like I'm very like specific with like my routine. Because
yeah.
The Tower 28 mist I only use in the morning. Like I have very specific reasoning for like all the products I use.
That morning? I want to do, like, I'll use my products, obviously, but, like my normal makeup products, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, the sprays and things. I want to try yours and see how it works on my skin.
Yeah.
Because I would love my skin to look more dewy. It does, I feel like mine does look pretty dull because I have dry skin.
Mm-hmm.
But I also get scared to play around with any new skincare things because I have acne-prone skin.
Yeah.
So I'm like, ugh. So I'll try yours.
Yeah. I'll bring it over.
Also, can you bring me cottage cheese?
Oh my gosh. I actually brought the cups that I was talking about. I just bought some.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
I was listening to one of our episodes and I was like, wait, she never brought it for me.
I buy the good kind too.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So those are my little tips for glowy skin. I'll be sure to post my routine on TikTok.
Please.
Yeah. Because that'll be fun.
I want to know too. Just for me.
You're like, let me write this down.
Yeah. Okay, the next step to getting summer ready is creating healthy fitness habits. And that can mean eating, you know, clean foods, whatever that means for you. But these are just some tips on, I think, just having like an overall healthier lifestyle. I feel like at least for me during the winter, nutrition is important to me always. But during the winter, I eat a lot more cozy things, like probably more pasta than I normally would during summer. Just like heavier is what I mean. Heavier foods. During summer, just because like with the heat, I tend to lean more towards eating like, you know, more salads and just lighter, fresher things. So I actually found a list of in-season fruits and veggies. And it's important, actually, if nobody knew. It's not super important, but it does make a difference when you eat fruits or veggies that are in season because it makes it cheaper.
See, I didn't know that.
And I read something about it being that that's when it's at its most, like nutrition. It has its most nutritional value is when it's in season, that it contains more vitamins and minerals than it would when it's not in season. So don't quote me on that. I just Googled it really quick and I saw something about that.
Yeah.
But these are the fruits and veggies that are in season for spring. This is not for summer, just for spring. Apples, asparagus, avocados, bananas, broccoli, cabbage, carrots, celery, kale, kiwi, lemons, lettuce, limes, mushrooms, onions, pineapples, spinach, and strawberries. There was a ton more, but I just included like the common ones. And also, I cannot remember her name, but there is a girl on TikTok that makes TikToks just about this.
Ooh.
About fruits and veggies that are in season. So look her up. I can't find her. I think she's blonde.
I think she's blonde.
But that exists if you're interested. But yeah, makes things cheaper, which is great. Because in this economy,
But do I buy $21 Erewhon smoothies? Yeah.
Every once in a while.
It's
fine. I do buy most of my fruits and veggies frozen. So it's like, I prefer it because that has a lot more nutritional value than like fresh. And also it's just cheaper and I can buy it in bulk. But I don't know. I like knowing what's in season because I don't know this. I've just seen this from that girl's TikTok. Apparently the taste is a lot more richer when it's in season also. So
I've noticed that with strawberries.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it does make a difference.
Yeah.
Good to know. Okay. I thought it'd be fun also if you and I, we shared some of our favorite workouts that help us feel good and confident.
Ooh.
And the point of us doing this, I really need to emphasize this. Because me and you were all about like having a healthy outlook on our bodies, you know? And this isn't about getting fit. There is no summer body, you know?
Yeah.
That's very against everything you and I believe in.
Facts.
So that's not what this is about. It's just about feeling confident and feeling good. Mm-hmm. And exercise just does that to your brain. It helps you feel good about yourself. So this isn't about being fit or getting bikini body ready. That's mm-hmm. not what it is. It's yeah. just about what makes you feel good, feel healthy, mm-hmm. whatever that means for you.
Yeah.
That's the point of this. So I thought it'd be fun if we shared some of our favorites. Mm-hmm. If you would like to start.
Sure.
I feel like yours is obvious because you talk about it all the time.
Yeah. I was going to spin. yeah. I do that workout year round. Mm-hmm. I've also noticed too, like, I feel like over the years, like, I've had an on and off relationship with like working out, of like doing it to just burn calories mm-hmm. and versus like actually enjoying it. Because I was talking to my therapist about it, because I used to be like, oh, if I ate this, I need to go like work out the next day to burn it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Versus now it's like, if I'm tired and want to sleep in, like, I won't work out.
Yeah.
I'll just work out later that day.
Respecting your body. Mm-hmm.
So I've noticed I like spin so much because I like writing to the music.
Mm-hmm. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. It's very like vibey and gives me like, I guess, a club feel, if you will.
No, totally. And because it's all dark in yeah, there with like so, the little disco ball. Yeah. You're so right.
And I'm like, I think because my therapist asked me like why I like doing it and like whatnot. And I was like, I honestly just like the vibe. I think it's so fun to like ride to the beat of the yes. music.
It's like you're dancing.
Kinda. And I just love music so much that I'm like, yeah. I think that's why I enjoy it.
Yeah. I really love doing the themed classes same. For that reason. Because yeah. I'm like, oh my God. Like, it makes me want to have my own garage and
do it literally
by myself.
Like, I wish I had a Peloton so bad because yeah. I would just like do my own routines. yeah. So I feel like spin is definitely like a workout I truly enjoy because I just love the music and I just think it's really fun. Mm-hmm. But aside from that, I like just like walking outdoors or running outdoors, especially with the sun, like not setting up freaking 4 p.m. anymore.
No, same.
And I feel like spring, summer, I kind of gravitate more towards being outside. I think definitely I want to try to do just like baby hikes more, like not crazy hikes where yeah. I'm like dying. But because even last year when I lived in Orange County, I feel like my roommate and I, we did like a lot of hikes. Mm-hmm. And just to like, I don't know, explore what was around us. And we yeah. just like doing things outside because I feel like it's the perfect time because the weather is like getting nicer and all of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like those are the things I like gravitate more towards this time of year.
Yeah, I like doing a lot more like outdoor type of exercises. Like same thing. I mm-hmm. like going on. I'm not much of a hiker, but I'm more of like a nature walk gal.
Yeah.
I like doing things like that. Also, outdoor yoga classes are a lot more yeah. available during this time of mm-hmm. year. I love doing those, especially on like a morning. Ugh. Mm. Those are so much fun.
Yeah.
And during this time of year, also, this is when I always get back into like my running era, mm-hmm. which I'm in right now. I'm running a 5K next month.
Same.
And I know, look at this, and it's not together.
No, and I'm not prepared. I'm going to be so slow.
I know, same, but it's fine. We're just there for the vibes.
We're just there to win. Be like, I ran a 5K for yeah. the first time.
Yeah. I don't know. I like getting out more. And also, I like doing it after work because I feel like it helps me kind of get rid of any stress from work I had throughout yeah. the day. And like my little routine right now has been, I'm off of work and I'm gonna go for a run. I'm not gonna like do it for a certain amount of time or, you know, a certain distance. I'm just kind of doing it based off of what I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. And it's nice because I feel like that's a good separation between it being like, okay, I'm off of work,
yeah,
let me let out like any stress because my job is a little bit stressful, let me just let it out and then I'm done. Mm-hmm. Like time to move on with yeah. the rest of my life outside of work. So I like doing that.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like summer makes me want to like sweat more for some reason when I exercise.
Same.
So I tend to gravitate to more like cardio type of workouts, like spin, mm-hmm. running, what else, I guess hikes, walks, nature walks, whatever, things like that. Also bike riding.
I was just about to say, I forgot to add bike riding because you know how much I love my bike riding.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know. I don't know. Little things like that. Also, I've been seeing so many people rollerblading lately.
Ugh, I wish.
That has to be a good workout.
Yeah.
I can imagine that burning.
I would definitely like fall. But
yeah.
Seems fun.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's like running clubs that people can join. Or yeah. like if you find a friend to do these things with, I feel like it helps it feel less forced like exercise. And it's mm-hmm. more of just fun. Like people just tend to be more active during summer.
Yeah.
So like we've been going on a lot more nature walks, but they're like 3 miles long. So yeah. it's like it's a workout. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I feel like it makes it easier to work out during this time of year.
No, seriously. I love just like bike riding, like by the beach.
It's
like,
so that's fun. Like,
I just plug in my little AirPods and I just like vibe.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's where I'm like not stressed. Like I'm just vibing with life.
The minute I stare at moving water,
I'm like, oh, I'm not depressed.
Everything is fine.
No, seriously.
Like, I swear, I could be having a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
And all I have to do is drive my butt to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere where the Pacific Ocean is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, literally. I'm fine.
Yeah. I like want a nice beach day like so soon.
I know.
I need like a 75 degrees, like the UV rays aren't like high.
I was going to say I need the UV rays to be unhealthy.
See, I can't because I got sun poisoning last year. No. That traumatized me.
I'm like very traumatized from being sunburnt. But I don't know. I feel like that makes a good beach day. It's not healthy. No.
No.
But also, when I go to the beach, I am covered. Like, I'm in a bathing suit, but I am underneath something. Like, you will not catch me being underneath the sun ever again.
No.
I'm too old to be getting sunburnt.
No. When I got sun poisoning last year, I was like, that was it for me. I was done for.
I don't know if I've ever actually gotten sun poisoning, but I have gotten sunburnt to the point where I definitely had a fever.
Mm-hmm.
Is that sun poisoning?
Yeah.
Oh. Then I guess so.
I mean, I had to get an IV and I like nearly passed out when they stuck
like
the IV
all
in
dehydrated.
Yeah.
Ugh,
and I like felt all nauseous. I was like, oh my God, this is it for me.
I have gotten like that where I feel nauseous, not where I needed to get an IV.
Yeah. No, mine was bad last year. I'm like, I'm not doing that.
That was
again.
Really bad. You were, was that when you were sunburned at my wedding?
Yes. And it hurt to sit. And I couldn't sit for days.
Like weeks. It was like 3 weeks after.
I mean, it's barely faded now. Like finally.
That's so funny. Yeah. You had quite the tan line.
I did.
For our wedding.
My God. I was like, no one take pictures back.
She had like an open back dress.
God.
Wait, how did you get that sunburnt? What did you do?
Because the UVs were high and we were.
Was it in Florida?
Or no, here? It was Coronado. Yeah. Because we sat out for too long.
Oh God.
Yeah. And the UVs were like insanely like at their highest that day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You honestly have to reapply like every 20 minutes. To avoid getting
sunburned
here.
I felt like
I was.
And it just wasn't enough.
Oh, it was just that strong that day?
Yeah.
I need to buy one of those beach tents. The like half ones.
Yes.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of embarrassing to get sunburned as an adult.
It is.
It's like, put on sunscreen.
I know. And I'm like, I thought I put on enough. I kept reapplying.
No, not you. I'm just saying like in general. It's no, just literally. Like, how does that happen?
Yeah. So that's why SPF is important.
No, very. I know. I used to not even care.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I wanted to get tan.
Oh.
Like when I was in cheer. Yeah. Also, I saw a video of myself in cheer and I was like, who let me be that tan?
Were you really that tan?
Mm-hmm.
I need to see videos now.
I was all golden.
My gosh.
Now I'm like, you will not catch me outside in shorts. I'm going to, like, I'm a ghost. I'm going to scare people. But at least my skin's healthy.
Yeah. I'm like, at least we aren't getting sunspots.
Guess who's not getting sunburned?
No.
Me.
Seriously. I feel like this was a rather quick and short and sweet to the point episode. You know, just some quick little pre-summer tips to get
Are
the
you
ball
feeling
rolling.
The summer vibes like strong?
Yeah.
Me too. I'm so ready.
I'm ready for it because like as soon as the time changed, I was like, oh, so I just needed more sunlight.
No, same. I feel like I'm back.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to me, but I'm back.
Aside from like me getting sick again, like I.
Yeah, that kind of threw us off.
Yeah, that kind of like threw me for a curveball. I was like, oh, not the weakened immune system.
Yeah.
But besides that.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel really excited.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to go to the beach. I want to go to like a fair. A fair in the summer. I want to go to Disneyland. I want to do all the summery.
All the summery things.
Yeah. And I'm also like, I want to go on vacation. I can't. I have a busy year. Mm-hmm. But I really want to go on a vacation.
Yeah.
I want to do like all the, I don't know. I'm feeling the summer vibes and I already started shopping for summer clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I need a good pair of denim shorts, by the way, if anybody has any recommendations.
I was just going to say, I feel like this is the first year where I'm like actually back home.
I know. In maybe that's years. Why I feel happy. I'm like, yay, my friends are here.
I was thinking about it. I was like, oh, like I'm finally back. And like, baseball starts next week. Oh my God. My personality just revived itself by saying that.
And I also feel like that's just like an iconic summer thing to do.
And I'm when a season ticket holder.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you get the little, I love going in the summer and getting the ice cream in the little baseball hat.
Yes.
Oh, God.
You don't know, like, how much my soul is about to revive as soon as I take my first bite of my stadium hot dog. My true love is a hot dog.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Like, I cannot wait. I took the day off work. No one's going to disturb me.
We have to do a summer bucket list.
Yes.
Episode the way that we did for the holidays.
Yeah.
That'd be so much fun. We have to do a summer one.
Yeah.
Because we're such summer girlies now. Like, we got this.
We have ideas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We'll do that. That'll be a good one.
So, I'm just feeling all the vibes because I'm like, I'm home. I have a job down here. My friends are down here. I'm at peace.
And Phil predicted an early spring and he's right.
Phil.
So, it's starting already.
The dang groundhog.
The porcupine.
The porcupine.
I feel really good too because, I don't know, last year was very focused around my wedding.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I have nothing to worry about anymore. Like, everything's good. And you're here. Jackie's here. You both left me for Orange County. She left me for LA last year. The worst time of my life.
Truly.
But yeah, both of you guys are back. And I don't know. The weather's been really good here.
Mm-hmm.
It has also been. Also, like, that we have Ellie now, we go outside a lot more.
Yeah.
And I know we had her last year, but like I said, it was just very different with planning weddings and bachelorette things and just, it's different.
Yeah.
Like, planning a wedding is just so stressful. So now that I'm like, we are married, honeymoon's done, everything, like all that annoying, stressful stuff is done.
Mm-hmm.
And also Jackie's getting married. And I'm like, this is my best friend getting married. Like, I can devote so much of my time and like resources to her now that I'm done. So I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
The energy's strong. Also, I redecorated our house.
It looks so cute.
Yeah. It's very springy in here. So I'm like, I don't know. The vibes are strong.
I will be getting spring summer sheets. I just thought I'd inform you.
Okay.
Of my sheets.
I love that.
I have my fall flannels. I have two pairs of fallish sheets. And then I have my Christmas sheets for the winter.
Nice.
So I need spring and summer.
You know what I just thought about too? You know why I'm probably in a better mood?
Why?
Because this year compared to last year too, I have a new job. Carla's got a new job.
Oh, yeah.
So things are just like different.
Yeah.
This year.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Maybe we should also get new sheets.
Like, let's just keep that. Adding to this. You're like, let's keep going.
Let's just keep making this like a refresh.
Yeah.
Spring, summer compared to last year. That might be fun.
New sheets.
What material is for spring and summer?
Maybe like I know they make like linen type sheets or just like
nice and fresh.
I've been looking at these satin sheets on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
They might feel like soft, but definitely not flannel or like the warmer material. But yeah, I've been looking on Target waiting to see if they're gonna get cute sheets in for the springtime.
I'm
gonna
need in on some of that, so send me your pics.
Yeah, I will.
Thanks.
I could plan on getting them soon.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess that's all we have for you guys today.
I know. I hope you guys are feeling the summer vibes too, wherever you are. I do know it is snowing in some places still,
Maybe you can live vicariously through this episode.
I was going to say, just start being delusional.
Yeah.
And start pretending that Phil's predictions have reached you as well.
Yes. Take some vitamin D pills if needed.
Yeah. And maybe go on a vacation.
Yeah. Maybe go to Hawaii.
Maybe come to the West Coast where it's not.
California.
Actually, it is snowing in California, but not here.
No, come not to in SoCal.
Yeah.
Make sure you're following us on TikTok and Instagram at Beyond the Filter Pod so you can see my wonderful skin prep to get glowy skin. I make sure I show all my products.
Please.
Yeah.
In detail.
Mm-hmm. Like, link in my bio. Just kidding. Link on my Amazon storefront. I should probably make one, but
I have one.
I feel like I don't have enough followers too.
You don't need followers.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Oh, maybe I'll make one just for fun.
There's like two different kinds. I can't remember, but I'll help you later. But you don't need a certain amount of followers to get a storefront.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, noted.
I think it's like to create commission-based links.
Mm.
You have to like links specifically.
Yeah.
I think that's how you need. I don't know. But no, I can help you.
Okay. Sounds good. But yeah, I guess we'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.